Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 81. I know it's a bit late to say it, but Happy New Year, because this is our first show of 2024. I hope you've had a good Christmas, and I hope the month of January hasn't been too long. It is just really dreary, isn't it? But we're almost at the end of January as we record. Hope you're all well and keeping warm, because it's been a bit chilly in the last couple of weeks over here in Dublin anyway. Now, coming up on today's show, Rose Woodall from QAC is making a welcome return to tell us about Sight Village in Blackpool on the 9th of April. Stay right where you are. Before we do all that, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address. We always love to hear from you. And got some nice feedback to our Christmas show when we had our friends from Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind in Cork over here in Ireland. Thank you so much to everybody who got in touch and who's been getting in touch with the podcast during the year. And you know something, it's at events like Sight Village where people come up and go, I listen to the podcast. And it's so nice to have that feedback. And hey, speaking of Sight Village, we're just into the new year and we're talking about Sight Village already, because the Sight Village season is getting going in earnest on the 9th of April. I kind of feel sometimes these guys must never rest. You know, they just finish London and they get straight into planning April. Anyway, on the 9th of April, Sight Village is going to the north of England this time, to Blackpool. So if you ever wanted to see the Blackpool lights or get a stick of rock, then you could do that. And joining me today to tell me all about it and tell us all about it is Rose Woodall from QAC, making a welcome return. Rose, how are you doing? And welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Great to have you back again. You must be very busy. I met you. I know we were chatting, I think, in London. Was it successful for you, by the way, first of all?
Yes, London was extremely busy. It was a sort of sellout with all the tickets that are booked. So it was a very busy event.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'd say you just kind of, you know, because you go and probably, you know, take time to digest these things and just think a little bit about them. London seemed to me to be what Sight Village was pre-COVID. Everybody back again, which was great.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Like I say, we was at full capacity. All the seminars was full. Feedback was really good. People was enjoying themselves. Lots of exhibitors. So, yeah, it was a great event. We were really pleased.
Brilliant. Okay, and loads more great things to happen this year. We might get a word or two about that in a few minutes. But listen, tell us about the 9th of April is when it's all kicking off. Why Blackpool? You haven't been to Blackpool in a while, I don't think, have you?
No. So this is a new event. I was looking at a new event in the Northwest and just found a fantastic venue in Blackpool in the Winter Gardens, which is well known, and just a really good venue, all on one level, very accessible, easy to get to. So yeah, ticked all the boxes. So it was a really good one, really good venue, really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the day itself. It is a one-day event. What time do doors open, etc.?
Yeah, so it's a one-day event, and the doors will open at 9:30 till 3:30. We'll have up to 50 exhibitors. Like I say, we're in a prime location. There's refreshments, so they've got their own cafe there, so that people can go and get a bit of lunch, have a drink, and come back to the exhibitors. So it's a day event, so we're really excited.
So 50 exhibitors... It sounds to me like it must be a pretty big space.
Yeah. Like I say, it's all on one level. You've got a big foyer area, and then you've got the big exhibition centre. So, yeah, like I say, it's all open plan. It's a great space for Sight Village.
Okay, and is it well connected in terms of linkage to public transport?
Yes, public transport. It's a 3-minute walk to the promenade.
Brilliant. So you can get a bit of fresh air if you want to pop out of the exhibition and come back.
Yeah, 6-minute walk to the train station. We've got the tram, which is 3 minutes away. Like I say, it's a really prime location. Which is fantastic. So we're hoping this one goes well. As you said, we've not done the Blackpool before.
Okay, and are there sighted guides going to be available for that event?
Yes, so we've been lucky. We've linked up with Envision, who are going to supply us with some volunteers and help promote in the Northwest as well, which is fantastic, and they'll be exhibiting on the day. So, yes, there'll be sighted guides there. To name a few of the exhibitors that will be there, we will have Guide Dogs, Macula Society. Up in the north is Galloway Society for the Blind, Sight and Sound, our head sponsors, and RNIB, just to name.
Okay, so loads of people, and I'm sure there'll be loads more. Are you asking people, I guess, especially if people might like a guide, are you asking people to register in advance?
Yes, so you can register in advance. We're not with Eventbrite anymore. We're with Ticket Tailor, but there's a link on our website that takes you straight there, and it's just filling out your name, your email, and then you'll be issued with a ticket. And I must say, tickets are free. If on the day you bring that ticket with you, but if you can pre-register, then it just saves queuing up on the day.
Okay. There's always a great vibe at a Sight Village event, Rose, and I'm sure you're looking forward to bringing that to the north of England as well.
Yes. Yeah. I've had really good feedback as well about lots of people getting in touch, say that Sight Village hasn't been in the Northwest, so they're really excited that we're going to their part of the city. And yeah, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it all turns out well.
All right. And you know something, the 9th of April is not that far away. So as people are listening to this show, put that date in your diary and go on and register if you're going to be coming along on the day. Rose, this is just the start of the season. Obviously, there's other things happening. Can we talk about Birmingham for a sec?
Yeah. So I can just sort of highlight the events that we've got in 2024. As you say, we've got Blackpool in July, 2-day event, and really flagship is in Central at Eastside Rooms, the same as last year.
Right.
Then September, the 25th of September, we've got Leeds, and then back in Kensington on the 5th of November for our South East event.
Fantastic. So a very busy time, plenty of stuff going on for you all. The Sight Village website is always a very useful resource, I find. I think we talked about this before, to plan your journey when you're going around the exhibition and kind of work out maybe who you want to speak to. Will there be a list for each of the Sight Village shows that are taking place on the website?
Yes. So on the website at the moment, we've got all the information about Blackpool, directions, all the exhibitors that are exhibiting are on there. Opening times, a little bit more about Winter Garden. So all that information's on there, Blackpool, and there's also a link that you just click on and you can register. And the other events are on there with the addresses and the dates. As I say, near the time, there'll be the opportunity then to book your tickets.
All right, brilliant. Rose, we're really looking forward to it. Sight Village is something that's a firm favourite in our calendars here at Sight and Sound every year. Always love collaborating with you guys at QAC. So we're looking forward to seeing you in Blackpool. Obviously, people stay tuned to our show, but also keep an eye on QAC.ac, isn't that right?
Yes. So if anyone wants to ring up or is having difficulty with the tickets or just wants to know a bit more information, they can call me on 0121 8035313, or they can go to sv@qac.ac.uk, and that'll take them to our Sight Village page where they can find out more information and book themselves a ticket.
All right, fantastic. Rose, thanks for chatting to us today. Looking forward to seeing you in Blackpool in a couple of months, and all the best with the preparation.
And thank you very much. Thanks for your support as well. And Poseidon Sound being our head sponsor.
Many thanks to Rose Woodall. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Rose. And really exciting, the calendar of Sight Village events for the year ahead, isn't it? And I hope most people who are tuning into the show today will get to experience Sight Village, because it really is a great event wherever in the country you may be going to join us. Now, that's just about it for this edition, but we're back again very soon. Great lot of podcasts, by the way, planned for you in 2024, so do stay with us. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thank you for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye bye.